baby, younger has frozen.
Thank God the heater is not broken.
Winter baby, at least there is the sun.
But cold again at night when it's gone.
It may prohibit, maybe you just like it fine. Oh yeah. Winter baby, cold at rural view.
Cowboy's jumper you'll put on you.
Winter baby, we're singing like a chorus.
Can't wait till the end of August.
It might be your limits, or you may think it's fine. Yeah, yeah. But with the cold days means showtime is in motion. But just remember we are going through it too. Oh yeah, it's cold. Winter baby, it won't last forever.
Maybe it's not bad.
Shakira back on the Triple M Street Patrol very soon. I'm going to need that coffee today, though.
Why is that?
Today is the first day of auditions for Little Shop of Horrors.
Jeez, that's come around real quick. You're directing, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh.
First directing gig.
This means you're the head honcho?
No, well, the producers actually are the head honchos. I'm just the director.
Really? So what's your job entail?
Directing.
Well, I get that's the role itself, but yeah. What actually happens as a director? What do you have to do?
Direct.
Don't be like that. No, you know what I'm talking about.
It's the vision of the show. So this is with Mackay Musical Comedy Players.
Yeah.
So last year, it was a long, drawn-out process. So you have to submit a show idea, and that happened last year.
Yeah.
So then they said, yes, we grant you opportunity to do the show.
Sure.
So auditions are today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So then you've got to work with, you know, your set designers and costume designers and lots of stuff and talk about a vision of what you see as your version of this show.
Okay, so you're like the puppet master.
Yeah,
you basically put all the pieces together.
I don't. I just tell them how I want it to look, right, and somebody else does it for you.
That's a job.
You know me. I can't put a nail in a piece of wood at all. That's a set design and a construction people job. But
yeah, but you're pulling the strings to make that happen. You got your people to do that, so you're the puppeteer. Yeah.
Well, there's very talented people who do that sort of stuff, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the team just worked together to make it happen. But yeah, today's the first day of audition, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. Have you got a team that actually chooses who to put in the show?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
The people at audition? Yeah. Or do you do that as well?
We're doing that. So myself and Sandy Conroy, she's our very talented musical director. So she'll be there. And we've got Janet, who's our producer, and then Ebony, who's our choreographer. So that's how you piece it all together.
So it's like a committee who gets in into the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you auditioning or what?
Maybe.
One of the doo-wop girls or Audrey or...
Well, that's a possibility. As long as I get to wear a wig.
But you can wear whatever you want. I would love to see you turn up for an audition.
So, okay, so...
Love to see you turn up.
Now I've got the hard word.
If you don't turn, I would be heartbroken if you didn't.
Do I have to sing?
Of course.
Do I have to dance?
Of course.
Hence
the reason the word musical.
Do I have to act?
Musical. You were in the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. We did that a few years ago. That was a great show.
That was a fluke.
Can you give us your Texas accent again?
Why, certainly I can.
Maybe give it a miss today. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm glad we found that coffee. I'm going to need it today.
So big day ahead. Big weekend ahead, I'd say.
Big weekend. If you want to audition, by the way, just go to MackayMusicalComedyPlayers.com.au. Okay. All the links are there.
Okay, go into the link now.
So if I'm a little tired on Monday, eyes are hanging out the head. No more different than any other time. Hey, Shakira back in the Triple M Street Patrol in a second. Heading for our top today, around 25 degrees. Love this song here, Triple M Morning. $1,000 cash back on the line after 8 today. Our pressure test, thanks to Harvey Norman Electrical in Mackay. Bonus question coming up very soon. We were just talking about the best cartoon from the 1980s, Inspector Gadget, The Snorks.
The Snorks, for me, Voltron was a good one, and Astro Boy as well. It's all about the tech.
I've just had a few messages about The Snorks.
Yeah.
Saying, Jay, you might want to check that because I think snorks were snorkels. But I'm still saying I think they were coral, to be honest.
No matter what, it was a good show.
They look like coral to me. Right. 1-3-3-5-3 is the phone number.
Lena in Blacks Beach, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
All right. Best cartoon from the 80s?
He-Man. He-Man, hands down.
Yes. He-Man and She-Ra or just He-Man?
Oh, I'm definitely more He-Man than She-Ra, but yeah, I've got a love for He-Man, Transformers. Yeah, love them.
See, makes you want to go back to the 80s, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, actually, I was born in 1991, but grew up with older siblings, so...
Oh, you missed out. Yeah.
Some of the 80s, and I've got a love for them, and now my son, who's 4, watches them with me, so...
Yeah, right. You know, isn't He-Man and She-Ra sister and brother and sister?
Yes.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right, so He-Man, writing that down. Thank you. 1-3-3-5-3 is the phone number this morning.
Kerry, what was the best cartoon for you from the 80s?
Gargoyles, then Gem.
Gargoyles?
And what's what's Gem?
Gem was the Gem and the Misfits. It was like based off Barbie dolls.
Oh, you had me at Barbie dolls. Well, it's very relevant right now. I mean, they've got the new Barbie movie out and that kind of thing. What was good in the 80s is coming back again.
This is true. But, yeah, no, Gargoyles, hands down.
Okay.
Gargoyles.
I'll have to look at that one. Obviously, they're the things that are statues outside of a place, right? Like a castle or something.
Yes, yeah. It was actually banned because there was too much violence.
Oh, right.
Oh, writing Gargoyles down there. Oh,
Dave is writing it down. It'll be right up his alley. Thank you. 1-3-3-5-3. 80s cartoons the best. Ollie, g'day.
Hi.
What's a cartoon from the 80s?
Definitely Banana Man.
Oh, Banana Man. Round of applause.
Now, I'm assuming you weren't even around in the 80s, so you've seen this one before, though.
No, my dad just told me to say it.
Because dad's probably too shy to say it. It was a good cartoon, though, because I think it was at like 5:55 in the afternoon, wasn't it?
It was on the ABC.
Yeah. Just before the news.
ABC had some really good cartoons back in the day, didn't they?
Yeah. What was the other one? Yeah, Inspector Gadget was on the ABC, too.
Roger Ramjet with his proton pills.
Oh, that's right, yeah. It's a good one.
Diane in Mount Pleasant, let's flash back. What was the cartoon from the 80s for you?
Well, I actually still just love Tom and Jerry, but what comes back to memory would be Fraggle Rock.
Oh, Fraggle Rock, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was more than a cartoon because they had the live-action thing, but I think they had spin-off series of cartoons.
Tom and Jerry all the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just sitting down on a Saturday morning, eating your cornflakes.
Your Wheaties, yeah.
Yeah.
Cocoa Pops. And then, I remember this one.
Ah.
Roger Ramjet. The eagles fighting for our freedom. Oh, my God. The great cartoons from the 80s. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. Takes us back to the 80s, doesn't it?
How did we forget Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? That was from the 80s.
Yeah, it was too. Was it, or if it was the 90s?
No, the movies were from the 90s, but the actual cartoon was from the 80s.
Okay.
Heroes in a Hard Shell.
Or go to our Instagram, Triple M Mackay, you'll find us. We'll read